こんばんは、アンディでございます。I'm the editor of Rice and Zen, the Kyoto magazine. And as ever in the constantly changing world of Rice and Zen, I've got some things to tell you about. So up until now, the webpage or the Kyoto magazine had been at ofriceandzen.org, and there'd been a bilingual blog under ofriceandzen/blog, and there was a Flickr page and a posters page and all the other stuff that goes along with it. That's going to change a little from now on, in that my magazine page is still going to be at ofriceandzen.org, and then I've got a sort of a personal profile on the go at andyheather.com, which I'm polishing tonight and will be uploading in a couple of hours. And then attached to that, I've got a Japanese language photo blog. So I realized that very few of my contacts really needed updates in two languages. Most people could understand one of them at best. And some of my acquaintances are even running some kind of old antique systems that run an operating system called Windows. Windows. Apparently it's some kind of Mac ripoff from yesteryear. I didn't know anyone was still using it, but they can't even see the Japanese characters. They just see squares and whatnot. So I decided to nip that in the bud. From now on, there'll be one super wide Japanese page, one super wide English page with some high definition, well edited photography, and I'll no longer be relying on iPhone shots for those. I will keep the posterist going for updates, but until I've decided if it's going to be posterist, Tumblr, Twitter, Buzz, or any other of those many social networks, I'm not going to spend too much time worrying about blogging and updating. I'm going to be spending most of my time on the Japanese and English web pages that are now devoted to photography and Kyoto. So, that's a little update. There's more to come, but I'll sign off for now, and I'll speak to you again sometime soon. Take care. Bye-bye.